transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
I was asked, why do I always speak about fasting? Every time we turn around, I'm talking about fasting. Every Wednesday and Friday, I talk about fasting. We're in the 15 days of August right now, and we're fasting. The 40 days before Christmas, we fast. Almost 60 days, it's actually 57 days before Pascha, we fast. The give or take, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes even a whole month in the summertime, in June for the Fast of the Apostles, we fast at least 2 weeks. This year it was 2 weeks. This year, my brothers and sisters, we're going to fast for more than 200 days. And so I'm always asked, why am I always talking about fasting? Because it is at the very center of our life as Christians. Jesus Christ didn't say, if you fast. Jesus Christ said, when you fast. And so, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning of the church, fasting was at the very center of our life as Orthodox Christians. And it is something unique to us as Orthodox. Most of the Christian world, and there's more than a billion Christians in the world, most of the Christian world does not include fasting as part of their spiritual journey. It is something unique to us as Orthodox Christians. And so, as part of our Ask Father series, I'm going to answer the question, why do I always talk about fasting? Because without fasting, my brothers and sisters, we cannot follow Christ into heaven. Think about it. In fasting, it is the one way that we learn to say no to ourselves. It is the one way that we can answer the call of Christ when he says in his gospel, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Every morning we wake up with the challenge, what do I want to do today? What items do I want to gather today? We spend our entire life, and this is nothing new, by the way. It is the condition that we have inherited from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, living in the garden, were given a commandment by God, do whatever you want, except for one thing, and Adam and Eve couldn't follow that. Adam and Eve did not have the strength to say no at that moment in the garden. And so the church gives us fasting since before Christ. Fasting is from the Old Testament. And it is the one way that we can train ourselves to say no to the world. St. John Climacus, in his very famous book, we commemorate him during Pascha, Ioannis tou Climacou. The first step in his 37 steps to heaven, there's 37 rungs of the ladder. The first step says, renounce the world. Nistevete. My brothers and sisters, the Christian life is very difficult. It is not easy to say no to the world. And God knows this challenge. He knows how weak we are. In the past few weeks, we've talked about the goal of the Christian life and the understanding that God knows that we are weak. And so sometimes He gives us some things to allow us to gain our strength. And fasting is one of those things, my brothers and sisters, that God has given us to strengthen our will, to learn how to deny ourselves. Because until we deny ourselves, we can never follow Christ. Until we are willing to say no to what we think is right. Until we can learn to say no to what we think is good for us. We will never hear the words of God in our soul when He tells us which way to go. And this is why in His gospel He says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Me. And what did we hear in this morning's gospel? This is My beloved Son. And then God the Father says from heaven, listen to Him. Listen to Him. And so, the church guiding us in our journey gives us this great tool. But fasting, my brothers and sisters, and I have said this many times before, and you have to hear me very clearly on this. Fasting is a spiritual discipline, but it is not supposed to send us to the hospital. It is not supposed to get us sick. And so it is very important that we speak with our spiritual father about the best way to fast. Because although we are all called to fast, for some of us, because maybe we take pharmaca, maybe we take some kind of medicine, maybe we have a particular physical condition where we are unable to fast according to the strictness of the church. Now listen to what I'm going to say here. It is not for us to make up our own rules. If we make up on our own rules, then we have not denied ourselves at all. So what God has given us when He says, deny yourself, listen to Him, the Father says. And what does Christ say? Those kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. And so I invite you, my brothers and sisters, make an appointment and say, how should I fast? Not should I fast, but how should I fast? And I promise you the church will give you something that will uplift you and bring you closer to God. But if we are going to take seriously our desire to follow God into heaven, we must learn this simple trait of giving up what we think is always right and allowing the church to guide us and allowing us the grace that comes through Christ's church. We've been saying it all summer long. This is the true church. We have been living this life for more than 2,000 years guided by the Holy Spirit. What we do today has been given to us by the holy apostles who Christ said would be guided into all truth. We can trust the church. We cannot always trust ourselves. And so every time I have a conversation, I find myself, so how do you fast? Well, but there, you know how it is. This and I, okay, kala. And we start somewhere small. If you are not currently fasting for the Feast of Panagia, this is not confession time now, so don't raise your hands. But for those of you on Facebook, I saw your menu last night on the pictures. But if you have not yet started to fast for the 15 days of August, it's not too late. Now, today is a feast day. It's the Feast of Transfiguration. But it's still a fasting day. We eat fish today, but we don't eat meat. Begin somewhere. And my advice to you as your spiritual father, and I will answer to God for what I'm saying. If you have not yet started the fast for Panagia, start today, and between now and the 15th of August, eat no meat. And someone's going to say, are you kidding me? How could I possibly go without meat for the next 6 days? If that is a difficulty for you, I want you to call me this week and explain to me your situation. Because for some people, I understand, a very dear friend of mine, for example, is allergic to seafood and allergic, he can't even eat shrimp. So what do you think he has to have? He has to have some chicken. Because we have to stay healthy. But it's not for us to make up our own fast. It's to allow the church to give us the fast. So we can learn. So we can learn to deny ourselves. So we can take up the cross and that struggle, which is the difficult Christian life. For those of you who know me, you know I like a double bacon cheeseburger. The kind where the grease comes dripping down your elbow as you're eating it. If I can't say no to a double bacon cheeseburger, how can I say no to the other temptations of the world? This is what we learn in fasting. We learn to say no to the temptations the devil will always try to give us. It's not impossible. It is difficult. It is work. It is a struggle. But it is worth every day that we put in the effort for the glory of God. Kali dinami, have good strength in the fast, my brothers and sisters. And God will bless us and continue to show His grace upon us. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, LiveANewLifeInChrist.org.